Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur Virvyas Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this class will go on every day during the festival, basically reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas. And this is a continuation of a class that's been going on since last May, like the Srimad Bhagavatam. And what we find here, we're in Madhya Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 8. And this chapter is about the Lord manifesting His opulences in the house of Srivas Thakur. This is the very beginning days of the Sankirtan movement. The Lord Chaitanya has been initiated in the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, Om Gopi Janavalabhaya Swaha, by Ishwarapuri and Gaya. And this mantra has transformed his heart and filled his heart with intense utkantita bhav. Utkantita bhav means intense hankering, a mood of searching. A mood of searching, a mood of hankering. Krishna kahan, Krishna kahan, Krishna kahan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So this is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahabhav, development of his Mahabhav. This Mahabhav that Srimati Radharani experiences, the foundation is separation. Separation from Krishna and a quest for Krishna, a search for Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? This is called Madhyabhav. Madhyabhav and Twadiyabhav. Madhyabhav means Krishna is mine. Aham Ameti. Like we say, this is my watch, this is my body, this is my kurta, this is my everything. So in Madhyabhav means Krishna is mine, possession. So Radharani fully identifies with the mood that she owns Krishna. She says, sit down, Krishna sits down. Krishna is like a puppet. What do you call it? Putkatli? Katputli. I always get it backwards. Like Katputli. Katputli. Krishna, sit down. Yes, Radharani. Krishna, stand up. Yes, Radharani. Krishna, dance. Krishna dances. And Radharani plays Veena. She plays Veena and Krishna dances. And then she makes a motion with her eyebrows. Not like that. Jorse or chilo, or chilo. More enthusiasm. So she's playing. And Krishna says, ta, ha, ha, ta, ta. And then Radharani says, okay, TK. Koi bat. All right, not bad. So this is our Krishna. The Krishna we worship is controlled by Parameshwari. Sometimes people say Bhagavan is Parameshwara. Parameshwara Bhagavan is the Bhagavan of Brahma. Lord Brahma's Bhagavan is Parameshwara. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bhagavan is Parameshwari. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we worship Parameshwari. In other Vaishnava religions, they worship Parameshwara. Ishvara Parama, Krishna. We worship Parameshwari, Radha. Slight change of emphasis. The emphasis, we draw our line of seva, our line of surrender, our line of service goes to the lotus feet of Radharani. Dasi anodasi anodasi, gopi bartu parakamalyor, dasi anodasi anodasi. Guru saki dasi, param guru saki dasi, Rupamandri Saki Dasi, Lalita Saki Dasi, Radha Dasyam. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. If you don't like Radharani, then jao. Out. You have two exits. You can exit left or right. or we can eject you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is in euphoria. Anand. Ulas. It's called Sankirtan Ulas. Great happiness. First, the heart jumps. When the heart jumps to the tune of the holy name, when the Shuddhanam is chanted by Srivas Thakur or Narahari Sakar, and Haridas starts dancing, and Advaitacharya starts dancing, and Nittai starts dancing, Lord Chaitanya's heart starts jumping. And when his heart is jumping, then arms are coming up, and then he starts chanting and dancing. And he's not only performing his kirtan in Srivas' house, but also in the house of all the Bhaktalog, sub-Bhaktalog, Kirtan Kare, all the houses in Navadvip, Mayapur. So he's going, this is the love of Krishna. This is Krishna's prem. As our Gopal, in the daytime we have our Gopal, our Lado Gopal. He's going in the daytime to the houses, all the houses in Gokul, in Ramanreti, original Ramanreti is here. This is Nakli Ramanreti. This is called Ramanreti, but actually original Ramanreti is in Gokul. This is the place of the pastimes. Here, sometimes Krishna and Balaram would come from Chatikar. They were living in Chatikar and they would come here to Yamuna. But Ramanreti Leela actually takes place in Mahavan, in Gokul. Sometimes we go there, previous years. So in the daytime, Gopal is going from house to house, stealing yogurt. Makanchur. Stealing makan, butter, yogurt. But where is he going? Any house? He's not an indiscriminate thief. He's going particular houses. The houses that have the treasury of the most love. A material dacoit, a material gunda or thief, he will rob the rich people. The houses that have the most money, the most gold, so much gold in storage, you know, the big, big Agarwals, the big, big Marwaris and Agarwals, and all their gold hidden there. So the robbers and thieves, they go to the houses that have the greatest storehouse of gold. Gold and chandi, sona, and so many rupees in the mattress, and black money and green money and red money. All stored here and there. And then they rob them. Gopal is going to the houses where the gopis have the greatest store of prema. Vatsalya prema. Those gopis have the greatest treasury of love. He robs from them. In the same way in Mayapur, this because the Leela, Mayapur Leela is Audarya Vrindavan. Mayapur is Audarya Vrindavan. And this is Madhurya Vrindavan. So Madhurya Vrindavan is of itself, for itself, and by itself. Sweetness of itself, sweetness by itself, sweetness for itself. And when sweetness is distributed, it becomes Audarya Vrindavan. Audarya Vrindavan comes in nine expressions. There are nine expressions of Audarya Vrindavan. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. These nine expressions of the Audarya Vrindavan are called Nava Dweep. Dweepa means island. An island, it's a unique presentation. Nothing can touch it. An island means surrounded by water. It's contiguous to no other country. No other landmass is touching the island, only water. This is called island. Dweep, Dweepam. So Shravanam is a unique feature, a unique island, Shravanam. Shravanam is Simanta Dweep. Simanta Dweep, Shravanam. Kirtanam is Godrum Dweep. And Madhyadweep is Smaranam. So each island, one of these islands, these nine islands represent Audarya Vrindavan. Audarya Vrindavan in nine features, nine islands, Navavida Bhakti. Nine limbs of bhakti. Because each one of these limbs of bhakti can give you Krishna Prema, Braja Prema. Only by Smaranam, Krishna Smaranam, Radha Krishna Smaranam, you can get Krishna Prema. Only by Kirtan, Krishna Prema. So this is speciality. This is the distribution aspect of Audarya Dham. So Mahaprabhu, he's going to the houses of his devotees. He's visiting every night the houses of his devotees. What devotees? Any devotees? The impoverished devotees? No, the Lakpati. Lakpati. Lakpati means the father of one lakh. The Lord. The Lord, the father, the possessor of one lakh. That devotee is chanting one lakh japa every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 64 rounds. Takes about 4 hours, 5 hours. when you become one with the holy name, when we become one with the holy name. Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds in 13 hours. Sometimes when we first join, we're thinking, oh, 192 rounds. He was chanting 22 and a half hours a day. This sometimes was told. But as you hear from the Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, and you meet, when you actually meet Sakshat Darshan, you meet Sarakas and Bhajananandi Sadhus that are actually chanting 64 rounds in 4 hours. And that's not galak, you know, bolt, you know, lying. And then they don't have four horns out of their heads and six ears. They're ordinary people. Of course, they're Indians, most of them. That's the extraordinary, as they are Indian, most of them. 64 rounds in 4 hours. So that means 4 times 3 is 12 hours. Haridas Thakur, because Haridas Thakur was doing more than chanting all day. He's Namacharya, that's a fact. But he was also having sadhusanga. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido. He was associating with Rupa Goswami and Puri, Sanatan Goswami, Govinda Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly. So he had to hear the Harikatha. And he was going to Tota Gopinath every day to hear Gadadhar Pandit's Bhagavat class, 2-3 hours. It wasn't 45-minute class. It wasn't Jai Radha Madhava, 40 minutes, okay, chalo. Shadira Vijijal. Gadadhar Pandit would start speaking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go till 7. 3 hours a day. Haridas was there. He wasn't, I have to finish my rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the houses every night as Gopal was going to the houses and Mahava and Brihadva and stealing yogurt, which is the intense, compact love of the Braja Gopis. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was going every night to the houses of the devotees who had the most love for the holy name. This is what attracts Lord Chaitanya. When he was a lover of Naam, Naam Pyar, he has love for the holy name. So he was going to the houses and he was having kirtan. Pram Bijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So this is where we pick up, this is where we left off. It's midway in this chapter of 8. I like to read the Bengali. I don't know any Bengali, but I just like to pretend. I like to read it because it gives a nice flavor. Dasya bhave nache prabhu shigora sundar chodige kirtan dhwani ati manohar. It's very simple. If you know Hindi, you can translate just by hearing it. Lord Gaurasundar danced in the mood of a servant. Dasya bhav nache. He danced in the mood of a servant. This is a very important shikshamrita. Because you have to think, if there is dancing in the mood of a servant, dasya bhav nache, then there must be Ishvara Bhav Nache. Samaste. Ishvara Bhav. Ishvara Aham, Aham, Bogi. Now you got it. You got the. This is it. Ishvara Aham, Aham, Bogi. Siddham Balaban Sukhi. This is the 16th chapter. Asura, Daiva Asura Sampat. So if we have Dasya Bhav Nache, dancing in the mood, Bhav means mood, Bhav, mood, feeling, sentiments. Sentiments, mood, feeling, movements of the heart, position of the heart. Bhav is not here, Bhav is here. This is man, this is Bhav. Atma is here, Bhav is here. Atma Bhav. So therefore, as I mentioned, if we have Dasya Bhav Nache, that means there's Ishvara Bhav Nache. This means that one can dance in the kirtan of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu kirtan, in the mood of an enjoyer. Ishvara is the enjoyer. Oh, I'm enjoying the dancing. I used to dance in the disco. Now I'm dancing in the mandir. All right. Feel my back, feel my arms, all right. And you very often see the devotees are dancing in the mood of Ishvara Bhav Nache. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every leela is full of shiksha. Leela is there and there's so much sweetness. Okay, forget the tattva and just say, oh, how beautiful it is. He's in this mood of Dasya Bhav. Then we have to say, well, he's dancing in kirtan. I'm also dancing in kirtan. Mahaprabhu is the ideal devotee. He's the Param Bhakta. Bhagavan Bhakta Dono Rup. He's showing the ideal Bhakta and the Bhagavan himself. And he's dancing in the mood of a servant. And that's why Prabhupada taught us the Swami step. Because you don't find the Swami step in Ishvara Bhav. You can't do the Swami step in Ishvara Bhav. You don't go in the disco and go. You have to, when you go in the disco, you have to dance like a monkey. It's called Bandur Bhav Nache. Bandur Bhav Nache. There's a lot of Bandur Bhav in the Mandir, especially in Delhi. Krishna Bhagavan Ki, Sri Gauranita Ki, Gauranga Nachare, Gauranga Nachare. There's one Bengali bhajan. They sing during Rath Yatra in Puri, the Bengalis. Gauranga Nachare, Nachare. Anyway, so listen, try to see and try to feel and examine ourselves. Shastras are meant to be mirrors. This is, Shastra is Darpan, Shastra Darpan. Sometimes we say darshan, sad darshan, six philosophies. Darshan means philosophy in Hindi, but darshan also means to see. Darshan means to see yourself. Darpan means you see yourself, but self means atma. Shastra is for atma is atma darpan. Shastra is for atma darpan. The darpan hanging on the bathroom walls is see your ugly face, or see our ugly face. Well, I shouldn't say yours, should I? Say mine. See our ugly faces. But Shastra is not going to show your ugly face. It's going to show your real face. Vaishnav K. What kind of Vaishnav are we? So therefore, we hear Lord Chaitanya, oh, he's dancing. This is beautiful. Dasya bhave nache. And then let me take this verse and examine myself. Oh, I'm also dancing in kirtan? Am I dancing for the pleasure of the Lord? Because this is the bottom line of bhakti. The bottom dollar of bhakti. The bottom line is this anukulyena? Is this Krishna anukulya? Is this chanting Krishna anukulya? Is this dancing Krishna anukulya? Is this nach Krishna anukulya? Is this favorable? Is this giving pleasure to Radharani? Am I qualifying for her dance party? She's taking my examination. She's the examiner. I'm taking my examination in the mandir. Radharani's looking. Acha? Bandur Bhav Nache. Kya hoga? Isme kya hoga? What is this? And you didn't read the... And Radharani, she turns to Shamsundar and she says, Shamsundar, didn't he read Chaitanya Bhagavat? Didn't he read Chaitanya? Didn't that Bhakta Krishna Das in the audience, didn't he read Chaitanya Bhagavat where you came, when you came as Gauranga, you said you're supposed to Dasya Bhav Nache? Then Shamsundar, Gaurasundar, Shamsundar, same. Ekivrup, the same. Gaurasundar, Shamsundar, one black, one gold, the same. And Shamsundar turns his eye, I don't think he went to that class. You know? He ate so much prasadam after the yatra, he fell asleep. But he's also a good bhakta, Radharani. Really, he's a good bhakta. Even though Bandur Bhav Tora Kamhe. So this is the idea. Is Krishna pleased by my dancing? But what are we meditating on? Is that Russian girl in the back of the room, is she watching my dancing? Hare Baba. This is not... Dasya Bhav Nache. Dasya Bhav Nache Prabhu Sri Gaurasundar Chodi Ge Kirtana Dwani Atti Manohara. Chodi Dige Manohara, in all the four directions. Chode means Chatur Dig, north, south, east, and west. This kirtan, this dwani, the sound, this preem dwani of this kirtan was spreading all directions. And anyone who heard this kirtan, anyone who simply heard this preem dwani kirtan of Narahari Sakar. So this Prem Dwani, it says Chatur Dige, Prem Dwani, then what was the result? This kirtan was spreading everywhere. What was the result? Manohar. Manohar. Everyone's mind was becoming captivated, attracted, enchanted, charmed and satisfied. Manohar. So this is the vision we have. We should think, okay, now forget it. I'm not Ruski, I'm not Videshi, I'm not Deshi, Videshi. Everyone should be Videshi. Everyone here should turn into Videshi. Leave this desh, and everyone should become Swadeshi. Videshi and Swadeshi. Swadeshi means my desh. We should be Vrindavan Swadeshi, Mayapur Swadeshi. We are residents of Nitya Mayapur, Nitya Vrindavan. Now we're there in the house of, this could be Srivas Thakur, and Mahaprabhu is dancing there, and we're hearing this kirtan, and we're seeing his dancing, and he's dancing so much, he's dancing in the mood of Radharani. What is Radharani's mood? Das, Das, Anadas, Krishna Das. She's the number one Krishna Das, Srimati Radharani. So who's dancing? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Radha Bhav. So Radharani is dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. And we are in the parampara of Radharani. All of our gurus are the worshippers of Radharani. So every bhakta, every devotee is dancing for the pleasure of Krishna. And Radharani. There's some different parties here. Congress I and Janata Dal. Chandravali party, no? No members of Chandravali's party. Shunite shunite shane hoya morachita trina kare takane advaita uponita. While listening to the kirtan, Advaita Acharya sometimes lost consciousness. He took straw in his hands and he approached the Lord. Dante Trina. Oh, this is Dante. It says Trina Kari. Trina Kari. Trina Kari Takane Advaita Upanita. Shunite Shunite Shane Haya Morachita. Morachita means he became like dumb. He became mork. Because this is a symptom of, this is one of the Ashtasattvic bhavs called stumba. Stumba means like kumba. You say kumba. Kumba means stumba. Stumba means stunned. Become like a pillar. This is a pillar. This is called stumba. Entranced. Because Manohar, first the verse was Manohar. So that Prenjwani stole his mind. If the mind becomes stolen, then the body doesn't work. If the mind does not work, if the mind does not function, the body doesn't function. So the mind was stolen by the Prenjwani kirtan. And then, that's Manohar. Then the next verse it's saying that he went murchita. He went little foolish and then became stunned. This is a symptom of ecstasy, not something we imitate or just stand in a temple. Oh, what happened to Hunkar? Oh, he's in ecstasy. Or he ate too much sweet rice. I don't know. One of the two. But in the kirtan. So now coming out of that ecstasy, now he's taking straw, trinakare, like trinadapi sunichena. Means grass, blade of grass, straw. He's taking his hands and he's approaching the Lord. Why? Apada mastaka trine nichiya laya nija shire tuit nache brukuti koriya. Advaita Prabhu, he covered his entire body with grass and kept some on his head as he frowned while dancing. So this is, you have to see this. We have to tune in the television of our hearts. Now we're in Navadvip, where we've left this deshi, we're not Swadesh. And Advaita Acharya has covered his body with grass. And he's covered his head, and he's dancing in some extraordinary mood of humility. It must look a little strange. Like there's a very interesting story. It reminds me of Hanuman. If you see these Hanuman, Bajrangbali, these Hanuman deities everywhere, they're always covered with this red sindoor. This red paste they mix with a little ghee and some powdered red lead or something like that, red lead, sindoor, and this powdered mineral, and they mix with ghee, and there's some murti there of Hanuman somewhere under there, I don't know where. Hanuman's under there like this, or holding carrying that Gandhamadana mountain. But they cover his whole body with sindoor. And you see, it's just some red thing with two eyes sticking out. You must have seen, right? Hanuman, everywhere Hanuman. So there's a leela behind that. Everyone knows the leela. Some do. It's a very famous leela. Why is Hanuman? Because Hanuman is not red. Hanuman's body is golden. He's a Kimpurush. Kimpurush is a planet near the earth. Kimpurusha means man, and Kim means what kind of. Because when you see the resonance of Kimpurusha, then you say, well, wait a minute. He looks like a man, but he looks like a monkey. Is he a monkey man? So when you see a Kimpurusha, like there's Kinnaras, there's Kinnaras, there's Kimpurushas, there's Manush, there's different kinds of, you know, four lakhs human species. So one is Kinnara, one is Kim Purusha, one is Manush. So when you see Kim Purusha and you say, Kim Purusha, what kind of person is that? What kind of person? First of all, he has looks like human form, but there's also some monkey, you know, hairy body and something like a monkey. But then he's speaking Sanskrit. Have you ever heard these monkeys speak Sanskrit? Any of these bandurs ever speaking Sanskrit? I don't think so. So Hanuman was speaking Sanskrit. So he was quite an unusual person, Kim Purusha. So his body was golden color. Very golden, very attractive actually. And very talented and very learned, Hanuman. So he was waiting with folded hands, waiting to serve Ram one day in the Ram Darbar, in the assembly house in Ayodhya. And Sita Devi came in to sit beside the king, Ram, as the queen, Sita Devi, Mother Sita. And she was very beautifully adorned as a proper putni. And she had all her bangles and nose rings, everything. And she had this red sindur. And then when Ramachandra saw, when he saw his wife, the queen, Sita, he said, Devi, you look so attractive and so beautiful. I very much appreciate the sindur and the simanta. It's called simanta. The part in your hair, it looks very attractive. I'm very satisfied. I'm very happy to see you like this. And Hanuman was sitting, he was listening. Oh, Ramchandra is very happy to see this red stripe, you know, this red line on Sita Devi's hair part. So then Hanuman, was listening very attentively. Oh, my Lord Ram is so happy by Sita Devi wearing this red stripe. So then he said, oh, my Lord, Ramachandra, will you please excuse me for 1 minute? Yes, Hanuman, you go. So Hanuman went out in a back room and he got some sindur. He mixed up about 25 kilos of sindur. 25 kilos sindur, you know, banaya, mix karo. So then he put all over his arms and his face and everything. He looked like some boot or prate or something. Like Halloween in America, you know, the Halloween. So, because he looked in the mirror, he said, oh, Ram will really like me. Because Sita only has one little stripe, little torasav, lal china, lal rika, no? But just look at me, my fingernail, my whole head, my face, everything. Oh, he's really going to be satisfied when he sees me. He's really going to be happy. So then Hanuman, he was a little proud. When a servant knows that he's going to please his master, maybe cook something nice, I know my master likes this. And they're a little proud. Okay, now we offer this service. Some pride comes, naturally. So Hanuman is a natural sabhav. So he feels, I'm going to please my Lord, and that will, if my Lord is pleased, then I am pleased. Your happiness is my everything. Because this is Dasya Bhav. This is the Bhav of a servant. So Hanuman is thinking, oh my Lord, Ram is going to be so really happy today. Really so happy with me. And that's all I want. The only thing I want in life is the happiness of my Lord Ram. So then he comes in and everyone's looking. What? Who the hell? Who is this? What is this? Forget about Kim Purusha. Kim Purush means what kind of person is this? They were saying, what kind of thing is this? Not what kind of person, what kind of thing is this? Is it a human or a blob or a walking blob or a can of paint flying through the air or what is it? So he came in and then they could understand it was Hanuman, and then because he went in his position and he was expecting Ram to be, and Ram said, Hanuman, what a kyawa! What happened to you? Where's my Hanuman? and Ramchandra looked noticeably unhappy, noticeably like, wow, you know, like. And then Hanuman was saying, "Oh, I think I blew it. I think." And then he went and took a bath. But people, they rubbed this Hanuman all full of this red stuff. So they say this is the leela behind why they do this. Anyway, there must be other things, but that's one thing I heard. So now we have our Advaita Charya covered with straw, covered with grass. That was just reminding me of that. It's not really related. So now Now what's the response? Now you're there. Just like if you were in the Ram Darbar and Hanuman came in like that, how would you respond? Would you laugh? Would you be afraid? Would you be frightened? So when Advaitacharya entered the assembly where Gaur Nataraj was dancing, and then he was covered with all this straw, then what did people say? What do they feel? Advaitara Bhakti Deki Sabarataraso Nityananda Garadhara Dui Jani Hase. Everyone was frightened. Everyone, when they saw Advaitacharya covered with grass, literally from head to toe, they were, ha, baba, ah, ba, 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 puri, ba. What's this? But, so they were, so many people were frightened. Everyone was frightened at his devotion. This was, everyone was frightened at Advaitacharya's devotional service. But Nityananda and Gadadhar were simply hasya, laughing. Because they know this is Advaitacharya, what is he doing now? So they knew his behavior. Nache Prabhu Gora Chandra Jagat Jivan Avashera Antanahi Hayagane Ghan. In this way, Lord Gaurasundara, the life of the entire universe danced. He repeatedly expressed unlimited varieties of moods. Avashera Anta. Jagat Jivan, Gaurachandra Jagat Jivan. It's very simple Bengali and very pleasing to hear. Jagat, universe, Jivan, life. Gaurachandra Jagat Jivan, just like the moon. This is a very interplay here between the moon. The moon rises and gives, as Krishna says in Gita, I become the moon and supply the juice of life to all the vegetables. So the moon is Krishna's energy, Vibhuti, Chandra. Chandra is Krishna ka vibhuti. So when the moon is shining, then all the sabjis, the fruit trees and vegetables, they all draw those rays of the moon, that rasa, that ras, that chandra ras, and they drink with their leaves. In the daytime, the leaves are drinking the sunlight and getting different kinds of minerals and whatnot and growth, chlorophyll, and becoming green and strong and healthy. At nighttime, the leaves of tulsi and the leaves of the vegetables and fruits, they drink the moon rays. They drink the moon rays, and from those moon rays they get life. The plants get life. And the main thing about vegetables and fruits is swad, rasam, taste. So if you grow things, like sometimes these so-called smart scientists, they grow vegetables inside a building like this with no moonlight or sunlight. They put some artificial electric lights. And they grow tomatoes and this kind of thing. So they grow, but there's no taste. They become red, they become big. It's called hydroponic gardening. Hydroponic means they grow them in water, like a fish tank. They have a big tank, water tank, and the water has full liquid minerals. And the roots are just growing in the water, and they support the plant on the surface, and they put lights. It's called hydroponic gardening. It's a very ancient thing. And sometimes they grow tomatoes in Norway. There's snow everywhere, but they have these heated houses and they're growing tomatoes. And they look like a tomato, they act like a tomato, they speak like a tomato. No. But they don't taste like a tomato. Why? Because a scientist cannot create a moon planet. They can make a light bulb, not a moon bulb. So this is the analogy that what Vedavyas is drawing from here. Gaurachandra Jagat Jivan. The Chandra gives Jivan to all the plants. All the plants, all the vegetables, and all the fruit trees get their rasam, that life energy. Then we eat those vegetables and fruits and we get Jivan, we get life. Our Jivan, our life is sustained. So therefore, Gaurachandra Jagajivan means that Gaurachandra, the mercy of Gaurachandra, which is the Sankirtan movement and also this Brajabhakti, Brajaras, the Brajaras, also Ras, this Brajaras, which is being distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parampara and the holy name, this gives life to the jivas. Jagat Jivan. Gaura Chandra Jagat Jivan. Chandra means moon, Gaura means Lord Chaitanya. The Gaura Chandra, the moon of Lord Chaitanya, gives life to everyone, to you and I and to everyone. Anyone who stands in that moonshine, they get mercy. They get blessings. They get nourishment. But if we step aside, we step out, we keep inside, and we isolate ourselves and keep ourselves away from the mercy of Gaurachandra, then we dry up. We dry up and we have no juice. We have no juice, we have no ras, we have no taste. Because the moon gives juice, the moon gives ras, the moon gives taste. Gaurachandra Jagajivan. So Gaurachandra is giving rasam, brajaras. And he's giving the taste of bhakti. And this is text 219 in chapter 8. Jahanahi deki shune shri bhagavate hena sava vikara prakashe shachisute. Sachisuta, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, manifested many wonderful transformations of ecstatic love that are never described of or found anywhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Deki shune shri bhagavat. Deki shunina. You cannot hear about them and you cannot see them. The ecstatic transformations, prem bikar, bhav bikar, the transformations of love that were exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form and his body, especially in Puri Leela. Because Puri Leela, Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his Radha Bhav, he experienced the topmost, the prima sima, the limits of love, the topmost limits of love, loving ecstasy were experienced in his Gambira Leela in Jagannath Puri. So there, Lord Krishna, in the mood, searching for the mood and tasting the mood of Radharani, he became like a kasifal. Kasifal means pumpkin, called Korma Chaitanya. Korma means kachua. Kachua Chaitanya. Kachua. It's inside, arms inside the body, legs inside the body, neck compressed, head and trunk practically becoming one like a pumpkin. Like kachua. No arms, no legs, kachua. This form was shown. You can't read anywhere, any Puran, any Shruti, Smriti, you can read descriptions of Asta Sattvic Bhavs and different Sahitya literatures and other writings, Vedic writings, but these kind of ecstasies are unique to Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they're not even described in Bhagavatam. Srimati Radharani, her love is described in the context of Brahmargit or Rasalila, Gopigit, Venu, all these different Geets are there in 10th canto. Describing, but the basic sattvic bhavs are described there in the gopis' relationship with Krishna, Vrindavan, Braj Bhav. But when Krishna took the position of Radharani, Radha Bhav and Radha Kanti, he's experiencing, when he was trying to contain, when Krishna was trying to contain and carry the bhav of Srimati Radharani, it toppled him. It was like, it's like taking a 50 kilo man and putting a rucksack on his back and putting 300 kilos in it. A 50 kilo man, and you put on his back 100 kilos, a big cement, what's going to happen to that man? One, we have one pancake, flat. He'll just crumple, topple. So this is heavy weight, small man, heavy weight, small heart, heavy weight. So Krishna's heart, he cannot carry the weight of Radharani's love. It was too heavy. We don't see Radharani showing Korma Radha, Korma Radhika. There's nowhere. She could carry the love, the intense love, Madanakya Mahabhav she's experiencing for Krishna. She could carry it. She could bear it. But when Krishna got a few waves from that ocean, came and washed over his heart, then it's extraordinary. This now we can understand something of the extent by examining the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Puri, we understand the content of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Like if you want to know, this is a book, table of contents. Then you open the book and you start reading it. Oh, this book is about that. So here the term, you hear that the title of the book is Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav, or Mohanakya, or Madanakya. Okay, that's the title of the book. What are the chapters? What are the descriptions? What are the Swarup Lakshana and Tatastha Lakshana, the primary characteristics and secondary characteristics? What is the nature of this? Oh, look at examine the life of Lord Chaitanya and Gambhir Leela and Puri, then you'll understand. This is what the chapters are about. This is the content of Radharani's heart. This is the story of Radharani's heart. The different chapters of Radharani's heart, the different layers, the different levels of intensity of Radharani's heart are seen in the Leela of Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Mahabhav. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Mahabhav Srimati Radharani. Two become one. And then the one becomes two, the two become one. Union and separation, separation and union. So Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna Yugal in oneness, and Radha and Krishna are sometimes separated and sometimes together. So this is being described here. Now he's going to go into some detail. Vedavyas, what are the details of the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I think one more verse and we're finished. Tomorrow's yatra is Barsana. Barsana tomorrow? Tomorrow's yatra leaves at 5:30. They're leaving earlier this year than previous years. You know, last year they leave 6:30 Indian time, but now today we left about 5 of 6. So be there by 5:30 on the buses in Barsana. So these are the first. It said he makes a point. For example, Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur is saying Lord Chaitanya displayed, or he showed ecstatic transformations due to pure love of God. His body became transformed. His mind, his heart, his eyes. There were transformations, visible changes. Something you could observe with your own eyes. Changes in Lord Chaitanya's form, his body, his appearance. And they're extraordinary, unique. Never seen before, never described before. Not even the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is a Rasa Shastra. It's a paramount. The paramount Rasa Shastra, the topmost Rasa Shastra is a Srimad Bhagavatam. In terms of acceptable bona fide Shastra, you can't find more bona fide than Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, and the Bhagavatam, I didn't describe these, they're not described there. Because Vrindavanas Thakur is Vedavyas. So Vedavyas didn't describe these because Radharani didn't display these and Krishna didn't display these. But 500 years ago, in this Kali Yuga, not every Kali Yuga, but in this very Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed these. So he's making this is his statement. He showed and exhibited unusual, extraordinary, ecstatic symptoms. Now your next question is, well, what were they? And we'll find that out tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.